StreamGuys Streaming Media Services is proud to sponsor Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. Delivering audio and video to the web since 2000, StreamGuys is the affordable, reliable, and scalable choice for today's demanding media delivery needs. Stream to iPhones, mobile devices, and PCs all from the same platform. Stream in Windows Media, QuickTime, and the ubiquitous Flash using our full-featured, low-cost WOWs of Flash servers. Increase your ROI with our subscription system and pre-roll ad services and turn your content into cash. StreamGuys offering professional streaming media services for the smartest businesses on the internet. Learn more at www.streamguys.com.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, our 28th year covering the latest in consumer tech. All sorts of things, products and services, gadgets and gizmos, health tech, of course, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. We appreciate it when you participate on the program because you actually make the program. Your calls, your help for other listeners, your questions and comments, even your tech rage, and we've got our finger on the dump button, so don't worry. If you have some tech rage you want to share with us, you can do that too. And of course, there are many ways to participate anytime, 24/7 at your convenience. The easy way, you can call our toll-free number, 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686. Of course, we prefer if you use the Into Tomorrow app and click on that Message the Studio button, because you sound like you're right here in the studio with us. Or you can visit us at intotomorrow.com on anything with a browser and a microphone. So a tablet, a computer, your phone, your shoe phone, whatever, as long as it's got a browser and a microphone, click on that Ask Dave button at intotomorrow.com and participate that way. Our next guest's company is pioneering proactive AI-assisted whole body imaging for the early detection of cancer and about 500 other conditions. And you want to see the video of me doing it, as a matter of fact. We've got all kinds of information. We've been talking about this for weeks. Well, we're delighted to have the founder and CEO of a company called Prenuvo, Andrew Lacy. Andrew, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Thanks, Dave. I'm great. I'm really excited to get into it. Let's talk about the future of health.
Speaking of getting into it, that's what I did. It was about an hour-long MRI, and everybody said, oh my God, an hour? You know, yeah, but your folks took care of me. I had a bunch of Netflix shows, and it zipped by faster than I thought because I was able to just watch Netflix, which I thought, well, what a clever idea. And in this MRI machine, it wasn't nearly as difficult as I thought. So if you would, Andrew, first of all, give us the big picture. Tell us the story of Prenuvo, and then we'll get into some of the specifics. And of course, remind folks to visit intotomorrow.com and see the video of me doing this. But tell us how you got started.
Sure. So I got involved about 4 years ago. In fact, I went through something of a midlife crisis in my 40s. And, you know, I woke up every morning looking in the mirror. I knew where every mole, pimple, abnormality was on the outside of my skin, but I had no idea what was happening underneath the skin. Uh-huh. So this started as a journey to seek answers for myself. And as part of that journey, I ran into the founding radiologist of Prenuvo, who was doing these whole body scans up in Vancouver, Canada. I went through exactly the same process you went through and learned more about my health than the health system had told me my entire life. And from that moment on, the entrepreneur in me was just felt like I had seen the future. And it became my mission to bring that to as many people as possible.
Well, and funny how you mentioned it that way, because as far as I know, this is certainly something into tomorrow, if you will, right up our alley to talk about the kinds of things. You know, there's all sorts of diagnostic tools more today than ever before, obviously. Tech has brought us into tomorrow, especially with healthcare. But what's the magic sauce with your imaging technique? What is it that you guys are doing differently than just having a standard MRI and saying, ah, there's a problem?
Sure, a couple of things. To start with, we are using MRI, whereas in the past people use CT or they used to inject contrast in your blood. So right. This is the first technique which is really non-radiating and doesn't involve injecting any heavy metals. So it's something that you can do as frequently as you need to. And we thought that was important. I mean, when you do screening for disease, you shouldn't be increasing your risk of getting disease in the first
good
place
point.
Redoing the screening.
Yeah, so you guys don't do any radiation or inject anything. As I experienced, it's just lay there, watch TV, and let your technicians do their job.
And then the second big innovation really is we've found a way to speed up this technology, because the single biggest hurdle to overcome has been taking what used to take 3 or 4 hours and being able to compress that down to under 1 hour. And as wonderful as lying in a machine for, say, 50 minutes watching an episode on Netflix is, it's a different story to expect someone to lie in there for 3 or 4 hours. So the speed improvement really enabled the screening. And then there's maybe one last thing I would mention, which is we're really pioneers in a new MRI technique that can look for hardness inside the body. And your listeners might recall that, particularly women, they're told to feel their breasts for any lumps.
Right.
And the reason why that's a useful exercise is, although not all lumps are cancer, all cancers feel harder than the surrounding tissue. And so we're able with the MRI to do that digitally, obviously with a much greater sensitivity, and we can feel the organs that you can't ordinarily access with your own hands.
Interesting. Well, and that, of course, gets us into what types of cancers or ailments in general, for that matter, is the screening for? Because, if you would have told me this is going to take 4 or 5 hours in an MRI machine, I would have said, thanks, have a nice day. But 1 hour, be honest, was intimidating enough. And it's like, gee, I'm not usually claustrophobic, but maybe I will be here. So I was kind of setting myself up for it. Turned out to not be a problem, fortunately. But when you mention that you can detect all types of cancers and about, 500 other ailments, there's some pretty heavy screening there for all sorts of things, yes?
Yeah, so we can, MRI is a wonderful technology, and it can image the soft organs of the body, which are all of our organs, very, very well. So we can see any solid tumor, typically at stage one, so around 1 centimeter, 1.5 centimeters, which means most cancers other than, say, leukemia, which you can pick out with a blood test. And then there's a whole host of other conditions that we see the end organ changes as a result of. And so it may well be more than 500 conditions, but definitely this is a scan that is very, very comprehensive and a great complement to other screening you might be doing and blood testing and sort of routine standard of care.
Yeah, in fact, my primary doctor and the endocrinologist for diabetes were both very impressed with how detailed this was. And both also said, hey, next time you're in, we'll talk about some of the specifics. But neither of them said, get in here right away, we got to deal with it. So one of the things, I'm always very open with my audience. So tell us about what happened with my scan. And for that matter, take us through the process, if you would.
Sure. So the process for patients is that they come in, we do a bit of a medical history. We first want to make sure that the scan is appropriate for them.
Right.
And if it is, they'll come in. The environment itself doesn't feel like a medical interaction. People have a lot of negative connotations with interacting with the medical system because we associate it with advanced disease. So we want to create a very warm, comfortable environment for people to be imaged. And then we have a radiologist who we've trained in whole body radiology, but then goes through every single organ of the body and lists, goes through these hundreds of conditions. And if they see something, describe what it is, describe what they saw, and most importantly, help provide context about what you should do next. And patients appreciate that because it helps them be empowered to really be able to engage with the health system if necessary from the point of view of having knowledge. Mm-hmm. And a lot of physicians also appreciate this because we will see conditions as radiologists that much more frequently than, say, your average primary care provider. So we have a lot more context about what to do next.
Good point, because unless your primary has X-ray vision like Superman, the chances are they're not seeing the kinds of things in a routine checkup, and that is important. And yes, the opportunity to then learn the results and, more importantly, understand what the results are. In my case, Sophia, one of your nurse practitioners, was very good at spending time with me on the phone and saying, okay, let's go over the report. We'll do it, literally like the scan was from head to toe. And I joked with her about, well, at least there's proof that I can show my staff, A, I have a brain. Look at that, you know, and B, I have a heart. Look at that, you know. But those are the kinds of things that when you literally talk from head to toe, you are doing a full body scan.
The question is, did we find your soul?
I don't think so. That didn't show up. there's one, but it was just in a pocket or something, I think. But good point. How long does it take normally for folks to get results after they do a whole body scan?
Yeah, it tends to take up to maybe 2 to 3 weeks, although typically we return them a lot faster. And certainly if we happen to see something that we think is requires a greater level of urgency, we do our best to get those results back as soon as possible.
Gotcha. And why?
It's a big scan. I mean, we go through, it's the equivalent of 22 single body part diagnostic scans. So you can imagine the volume of images that we're collecting that a radiologist needs to go through and actually evaluate for all these hundreds of conditions.
Oh yeah, I mean, I was blown away at such things as the video portion that Chris and his team are showing, of course, our audience as well at intotomorrow.com on the video of your interview, and how it was scanning from top of my head, and then you can see, look, there is a brain, and then the eyes come in, and I mean, it was just fascinating. You know, reminded me of science class 100 years ago, except obviously a lot of detail. So why is a proactive scan so important?
Well, the mission of the company really is to provide this technology to as many people as possible so you can identify medical conditions a lot earlier than you otherwise would. And of course, we all know intuitively that the earlier you catch things, the less expensive the interventions, the more successful the interventions are going to be, the less disruptive they are for your life. And so, you know, what we're really hoping to do is to do for the rest of your body what a good dentist does for your teeth, you know, provide you with a check-in every so frequently. And, you know, and we can't, of course, stop you from developing conditions as we age, but the idea is to find them at a very early stage. So you sort of need the body equivalent of a filling and not a root canal.
No, yeah, very good point, because if it's been a good analogy with a dentist, 10 years since you've been to one, chances are they're going to find more problems than you could have avoided if you were there at least once a year, as you should be or something. Is this for everyone? What is your typical client base? Young folks, older people? Does it matter in terms of age?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. And a lot of people tend to assume that this is something that, you know, is just the purview of people that have too much money. But really the reality is that health is so important for all of us. And we have patients that are coming because they just want to get ahead of health problems before they become advanced. We have people that might have had a family history of cancer or aneurysm or stroke. And for them, it's really important, you know, not knowing is affecting their quality of life. And then finally, we have people that come to us often because although we have a health system that's very good at diagnosing disease, if you present with acute symptoms, if you have indeterminate symptoms, you know, occasional abdominal pain or, you know, headaches or things like this, our system actually takes quite some time to diagnose those. So they come to us to maybe get some clarity a little bit faster so they can then focus on improving their health.
And that makes perfect sense. And you brought up a point that's also important, and that is, how much does it cost? Because, you know, if money's no object, then those who can afford it say, yeah, get me everything. I want to know everything. But for most of us, you've got to be able to budget, it seems, for some of these kind of things. Is there a cost factor that turns some people away, or do they save for it, or what?
So before we started, to do one of these scans would have cost something like $30,000 if you could find someone to do it. The scans that we offer start at $999, and this looks at cancer in the torso, to a comprehensive exam from head to toes, which is $2,499.
Okay, and that's what I had, head to toe, and it was very comprehensive.
Correct. And as a company, our goal really, as we grow and as we continue to invest in new techniques like AI, is to find ways to bring the cost down so that this becomes, you know, in the hundreds of dollars for a comprehensive examination, and ultimately would become part of standard of care and covered by insurance.
Oh, for sure, because right now this is not covered by insurance, right?
It can be paid for by patients that might have, people that might have an FSA or HSA plan, so these high deductible plans.
Right.
But at the moment, we're still working through conversations with insurance companies to see if we can get that covered. And if I'm being totally honest, those conversations will probably take some time. We unfortunately have a healthcare system that is very reactive in nature, and there isn't a lot of preventative screening that's covered as standard of care in our system.
Yeah, I think your conversation with insurance people ought to include some physical, you know, slap around to say that this is preventative. This is going to save you as an insurance company a lot of money in the future if we, in fact, determine that there's a problem. And I'm glad you brought up AI. You know, we talk about artificial intelligence on the show every week. It seems like everybody is doing AI, you know, and it's like, oh, who else is doing something and what does it do? How does AI play a role in what Prenuvo is doing?
Yeah, well, we've been doing research in AI since before it was cool, to be honest.
And
we are really careful at what we say about it too, because a lot of what we're doing is still very much in a research stage. And I think there's a lot of companies that sort of say they're using AI and may not be, or are, the AI may not be as good as they claim it to be. And with healthcare, it's just so important that you are using these technologies in a way that really adds value and diagnostic accuracy to the patient. We're looking at AI in two ways. The first way is the way that you might expect. Can we train computers to diagnose disease in a similar way to what radiologists do? And there's a lot of focus on this, and I don't think it will happen very in the short term, but it will, you know, in the medium to long term, we will see AI that can really help supercharge radiology.
And of course, your AI and your techs, fortunately, I believe, did not show any precancerous issues with me, though I do have it in the family, and pre-scan questionnaires help direct them. So maybe they knew, all right, let's look for this in case, because there is a history. So I'm fortunate in that sense. There was a spot in the brain or something. I mean, there were a couple of things that, again, were explained, a couple of things that came out as a low concern or moderate concern, nothing to be overly concerned about. But you're about to tell us, before I interrupted, sorry, about that second use of AI.
Well, no, it's a great introduction into the second use case, really, which is so the changes that we might have seen, that we saw in your brain, you could kind of chalk them up as sort of age-related, quite common brain changes that happen as we age. And they don't even really necessarily meet the clinical definition of disease. And it sort of speaks a little bit to our system, where you are kind of considered normal until you get diagnosed with something that's really advanced.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're learning, and here AI is really helpful, because AI is able to identify very, very, very subtle changes in our bodies that a radiologist could never really see because they're very tiny. And it really makes possible this promise that we can turn back the clock, that we can start to diagnose some of these disease processes a lot earlier than we currently are in our medical system. And again, of course, like, the earlier you're able to diagnose these very subtle age-related changes, the earlier you can put your hand up and say, hey, I don't want to have normal aging. I want to have abnormal, you know, super aging, where I'm not aging at all.
Well, that'd be nice.
And that information is sort of is dynamite for, you know, helping us all to make those lifestyle modifying changes that
right.
can help really not just extend our lives, but make us more healthier as we age.
Well, and Andrew, I thank you for you and your team giving me a good excuse when my staff picks on me for forgetting something, or what do you mean you don't remember having that guest on? You know, it's look, I had a spot on my brain. It was probably in there. Do you think that AI would one day maybe be able to predict what we would die from, maybe even give projections? I'm sure you are thinking about those kind of things if you're not already involved.
Yeah, I mean, we already took, when you came in, we essentially created a baseline of your health. So there's a lot of measurements that we took that we didn't quite expose to yet, because we're still doing research. But the idea is, as you come in, ideally every year or two, we're able to see really how each part of your body is aging.
Wow.
And everyone is unique. So we have unique genetics, we have unique lifestyles, some exercise more, some have different diets and so on. And almost everyone has a part of their body that is parts of the body that are aging better than the average, and we believe also we'll have parts of the body that are aging worse. And so someone's problem might be liver, someone else's problem might be brain, someone else's problem might be the way they sit and affecting their mobility potentially as they get older. So that knowledge is power for making positive change in our lives.
Well, Andrew, this was a fascinating experience. And again, I remind folks, if you just joined us, be sure to see the video of this interview with Andrew, because Chris and his team are inserting all sorts of things having to do with my scan. So if you want to see that I have a brain and a heart, still concerned about the soul, then by all means, come and see what Andrew and his team do and what they're talking about. And you don't need a doctor's referral even, right? If you want to just know what's going on in your body, you can contact Prenuvo folks and say, I want to do this scan.
Correct. You don't need to have a doctor's referral coming in, although before we get you in, we have you speak with one of our physicians just to make sure that the test is right for you and that you are, you know, you're able to do an MRI.
Well, Andrew Lacy, the founder and CEO of Prenuvo, and the website prenuvo.com, PRENUVO.com. Of course, as we do with all of our guests, we'll get you to his site, see what he and his team are up to on a regular basis when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Andrew, thank you for spending some great time with us, and I'll take you up on next year or at least the year after. Yes, exactly. Hopefully for the good, but more likely, you're aging, but that beats the alternative. Thank you for joining us.
Great to be here, Dave. Thank you.
All righty. Our pleasure. Andrew Lacy, founder and CEO of Prenuvo, as in Prenuvo.com. I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow continues. Lots more to come. Be sure and check us out at intotomorrow.com. And stay tuned here on the Advanced Media Network.